friends, welcome to the Three Pillars podcast with your host, Griselda Barreto. Aviation. Today's guest is Dr. John Midevane. Dr. John Midevane is the owner of Life Medic. Life Medic is a practice for lifestyle medicine. Lifestyle medicine is based on what your body needs to perform optimally. Life Medic works with the principle that the right balance between body and mind is important, but certainly also nutrients, which are the fuel of a healthy body and brain. Your lifestyle determines the prevention and treatment of health problems. Life Medic helps, supports, and guides using orthomolecular medicine, which is a health theory based on the age-old and irrefutable theory of nutrition as medicine. Dr. John Midevane is also a board member and founder of Stichting Fly Aware. Stichting Fly Aware is a non-profit foundation. The Fly Aware Foundation has set itself the goal of being a knowledge and information center so that people can start every flight in a fit, energetic, and vital way. In addition, the foundation is a source of information for complaints that may be caused by air travel. In short, an information point for professionals and travelers who fly regularly. Hi, John. Welcome to the Three Pillars. Nice to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. It's nice weather outside. So what could happen now?
Yeah, things could go good.
Of course.
Oh, great. Okay. So before we start, John, can I ask you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. I'm John Midevane. I studied medicine, specialized in sports medicine. I've been a top athlete. I participated as a wrestler in the Olympic Games. As a result of the sports, I soon realized that my diet was not sufficient to deliver top performance. I started to deepen orthomolecular medicine. In addition to the fact that it works for top athletes, I soon discovered that people who did not feel well and had symptoms also improved enormously through orthomolecular medicine. Well, that is in a short way who I am. And I'm a normal doctor and I'm an orthomolecular doctor. So.
Okay, that's great. Amazing. I didn't know that you actually competed professionally, but that's amazing. Amazing career.
Yeah, thank you. That was really the start for me to deepen me in orthomolecular medicine because of the sports.
Okay. Now, since we are speaking of orthomolecular medicine, could you explain to the listeners simply what it means? What does orthomolecular medicine actually mean?
I will do it simply. Orthomolecular medicine is a health theory that focused on the causes of the complaints and not just on the symptoms. That's very important because which processes or conversions are disrupted? And with the right intervention, the disrupted process is restored and you even get rid of the complaints. And that is in a short way how to explain what is orthomolecular medicine.
Yeah, that's quite easy, actually. I mean, at least I think that gives us a basic understanding of what it is. Can you tell us your journey with aerotoxic syndrome and how this orthomolecular medicine has helped treat many aerotoxic syndrome sufferers?
Yes. Well, about 10 years ago, I got my first pilot in the practice with neurological complaints. And afterwards, many cockpit and crew members followed. It was remarkable that they all had the same basic complaints, one more intense than the other, because I have many years of experience. I know which processes are disrupted and which interventions need to be done. But yeah, each person receives his personal treatment plan. And this is, of course, tailored to his or her situation. So you can never tell you have to take that or you have to do that. It is just tailored.
Mm-hmm. Because many sufferers of aerotoxic syndrome, they actually claim that orthomolecular treatment has helped them a lot. Could you tell us why this kind of treatment helps neurologic and psychological problems?
Yes, so that's quite complicated, but because orthomolecular medicines look at which processes are disrupted, yeah? And this can be very broad. The most important thing is that the TCPs are removed from the body quickly. This can be done by optimizing methylation in the body. And you also tackle the identified disruptions. So two ways. And this can be done by changing the diet or with supplements. And the supplements restore the disrupted processes and ensure improvement. It's too complicated to tell how neurological problems can recover. Well, I can give you one example of things I always see a lot. And that is someone does not sleep well, he cannot fall asleep. And then you have to look which processes have been disrupted. And by giving the right supplements, these processes are restored then. And then they sleep again.
So these supplements help. Could you tell us what supplements we are talking about? Are there specific supplements?
Yeah, sure. There's supplements like Trifonia, Simplifocia, Valerian, Hop, Passiflora. So that are not normal supplements you can buy in a store. This is more specialized.
And are they herbal-based or what are they actually?
There are natural amino acids. So there is nothing chemical, just what your body needs. And you put some more in it, and then the processes are restored then.
And so you're saying that these supplements, the body creates them themselves, but you help nourish the body even more with these supplements. Is it something like that?
Yes, sure. Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, you have to know which process is disturbed and disrupted. So, and then you can see what you have to do to restore it.
And how do you find out which parts of the, let's say, brain or the body are disrupted? Are there special tests that you perform?
Yeah, that is a question list, of course. And after the question list, I have a good view of what is happening in the body inside. So you can't say, take that, take that. It is. It depends, of course, what are the complaints. There is a difference between the complaints I see. That is not, you can say, oh, you take all the same and it will work. No, that is not.
So each person has their own supplements or own amount of supplements that they have to take depending on their problems that they are showing.
Yes, of course, of course.
Yeah. And tell me what, like these patients that you had suffering from erotoxic syndrome, what is the most common ailment, the most common symptom that most of them show?
Well, all suffer. The brain don't function optimal. They don't know things they have to do or something like that. They sleep bad. Well, that's the most things I see in the practice.
What about headaches and things? Do they complain about that as well?
Yes, of course. Headache, sometimes migraines. Well, and I see that also often. And when I give them supplements, and it disappeared.
And for how long do they need to take these supplements before they start showing improvement?
Sometimes a couple of days, because your body needs the supplements. And when the body needs something, it goes very quick then. Inside the body, the processes restore then very quick.
So they actually take these supplements as tablets, they ingest them, and then it goes very quick. In a couple of days, they can already show a lot of improvement.
Yes, yes, sure. Yeah.
And what happens if they stop after some time? Do they get worse again?
Sometimes it gets worse. Sometimes the body takes over. So, well, depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And you have to try out, of course. And I always say, take something less and see how your body respond on it. Well, sometimes all right, and sometimes they feel it. And then I said, okay, you have to take some more. and maybe later on, but of course the basic of it is that the body do it by himself, so not with supplements, but sometimes it takes months that the body takes it over.
And so these supplements, how do you get that? You said you can't buy them from a normal store or whatever. You need a prescription for it then?
No prescription, because it is no medicine, but you can't buy them in every drugstore.
Yeah. Are they expensive then?
No, not quite. About 30 euros or something like that. Mm. So, yeah.
Good. So, yeah, I'm guessing if you're actually suffering, that 30 euros would be worth it, because if you feel better after that, you know, no amount of how much you pay is worth it. It's all good if you feel better after. So that's fine, right?
No, I've never heard somebody complains that it's too much money or that they don't have the money, because pilots or crew members, and they always say to me, never mind what it costs, it helps. And that's the most important thing, of course.
Yes. True. So I wanted to speak to you regarding a published scientific article, which was released recently, I think on the 15th of May, the Hageman article. What I will do is I will attach the link to the description of our episode so that the listeners can see what article I'm talking about. But it concerns three patients, particularly two pilots and one flight attendant with probable aerotoxic syndrome. Could you tell us a little bit more about this article?
Yes. Of course, I know all three publishers or writers. I know them. Dr. Hageman, I had cooperation with him, so I know him very well. Mm-hmm. And all the other two I know also. And that's very strange, because they all say from aerotoxic syndrome can be influence on the health. And one of them first said it can't be. And now he said in the article, it can be. So it's very surprising, I will say, for me.
Yeah, and why did he change his mind, do you think?
I don't know, because there are all parties involved in the aerotoxic syndrome. And I don't know why he said that, well, about 2 years ago. And now he said, I think maybe it is aerotoxic syndrome. So I don't know.
Yeah. But it's good that they're at least finding a connection between the pilots and crew members that are sick and aerotoxic syndrome.
Yeah, of course. But it's a publication. It's, of course, very, very good. I think the important things that happen at this moment is, of course, the research of Dr. Daniel Dumalin. That is very important at this moment. And I hope there are coming out a lot of new things.
You work closely with Dr. Dumalin as well, right?
Yes. Some patients I send to him, and some patients, they don't work anymore. And also sometimes some nurses who are just working for a couple of years, and I also send to Dr. Dumalin.
And he's finding a lot of similar things between all of them, and the permanent brain damage as well, right?
Yes. He's seen about 20 now, and you always have to be not too optimistic, but it looks very well to prove there is a connection between several cases he sees. Yeah.
Okay. Now, John, I know that you work together with Aap and Annie.
Yes.
Tell us about your important journey founding Sixing FlyAware.
Well, Aap van der Kraat was a patient of me. He was flying 30 years, went to Korean Air from KLM. He became sick, very ill. He was in bad state and could hardly function. And after a year of intensive treatment, he got better again. He and his wife, Annie, had something like this, we should share. And we are going to set up a foundation for information and what to do if you just don't know anymore. Now, they also asked me for the foundation, and since then I have also been involved with the foundation. And well, I have to say that the foundation would not exist without Aap and Annie. They put a lot of time and energy into this, and I have a lot of respect for both, because otherwise the foundation won't function anymore.
But all three of you are doing amazing work, because you are giving so much information out there to people that don't know anything about it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it is you actually that helped up recover, right? You helped him with the medication and you saw him change from him being at a very sick state to where he is now.
Yes, yes. Well, he was in a bad state and he could hardly function. He had a lot of tremors. He couldn't drive a car. He didn't remember anything. So he was in a very, very bad state. And I saw him about a year and, well, later on, and you met him now, all right. He's even drives his motorcycle again and is driving a car. Well, I'm very happy for him, sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. I met up recently and I mean, now that you tell me he had tremors and things, I can't believe it because he even goes skiing and you know, he's living a pretty normal life and he can talk again. He doesn't forget. So it's amazing. But using him as an example, how much medication or how many supplements did he have to take and for how long? So you said a year. Was he actually taking it for a year before he showed signs of improvement?
No, after a couple of weeks. He had some signs of improvement, but slowly. And he improved, but took more than a year that he is like he is now. And not only supplements, but we also did neurofeedback with him. So we make a QAEG also, and we did some neurofeedback. And later on, we did something with Remedy. And that's how he is at this moment now.
Oh, that's amazing. And I guess because of all the experience that you've had prior with other aerotoxic patients, you knew how to handle up. And when you first saw him, did you already feel that he was going to get better? Or every case is different?
Well, every case is different, but I always get improvement. Always. I didn't have not one time that I didn't have improvement. Well, and sometimes more and sometimes something less, but always improvement.
That's very good to know. So that's actually positive for many of the sufferers out there who feel that their lifestyle has decreased, that they can't live normal lives. There is hope out there that their life can better with supplements, with your help, with orthomolecular medicine, that there is a way out of all of this, right?
Yes, there is. Sure. And I always do my best, of course. But I have seen about 150, 200 cockpit and crew members. So there are a lot. I have a lot of experience now and I know what to do in which situation. So that's, of course, important.
Okay. I have another question now. What motivates you to do what you do?
Well, I think it's important that everyone who gets on a plane should be aware of the risk they run. That's the first thing, of course. And cockpit and crew members in particular, because they must realize that they are exposed to risk every day, day in, day out. And I believe that the foundation that we have now, FlyAware, must point out the dangers. And if someone encounters problems, that we are a good point of contact. And I noticed that people in particular do not know what to do, and then they feel very lonely because it is still a subject of silence. And that's the problem at this moment. Nobody wants to talk about it because what would another one say to me? But that's the big problem at this moment. And that is why also the foundation have to be there and they have to be the one who said, oh, you have to do that, you have to do that, you have to go there, look at that. That is very important then. For me, is it of course that I can help them. And when they have the complaints, and the complaints are gone, that's for me the best thing to happen. And of course, that's why I studied also medicine. I want to help people who have some complaints. And when I help them, that gives me a good feeling also. It's not that I see a lot of them, but I can become rich of it, you know? It's not the money, but it is for me to help people. And sometimes I think later on, I am 3 hours now, and then what I get back for it, for money, and I think, all right, that is because I chose to do that, yeah.
Yeah, so you give your time and hard work. It's not to earn anything from it, but actually to help people. So that's very, very nice. That's humane. That's amazing. Yeah, thank you very much for all the hard work you do. And believe me, there are many, many people that I'm thanking on their behalf for all the good work you, Aap and Ani are doing for many, many sufferers out there. So thank you very much. And what are your thoughts and feelings about erotoxic syndrome?
Yeah, very complicated erotoxic syndrome, because the erotoxic syndrome is strongly underestimated. Many, in particular, cockpit and cabin crew do not see the dangers and what to do at the long term, of course. And I've seen between 100 to 200 people now, and I know what the complaints can be. And that can be ranging from concentration problems to serious neurological complaints, tremors, dropout. Yeah, so don't underestimate it. That is my opinion.
Do you think we'll ever find a cure to erotoxic syndrome?
I think you know the answer. No, I don't see that happen, because it's too complicated.
What is your viewpoint on ways that we could try and improve our current situation?
Well, no TCPs in the airplane, so install a filter in each aircraft, and that would be a solution. Unfortunately, this will not happen quickly, because it means high cost for the airlines. Mm. And there are two companies that do at this moment, and maybe install the filters in new planes as a standard. Perhaps different system as the Boeing 787, the Dreamliner. No TCPs in the cabin.
And are there any precautions or are there any tests we can do to better or to help us understand if we are suffering from erotoxic syndrome?
Well, if you're working day in, day out, you can do, of course, the POM1 test. That is a genetic test. And then, because if you can break down properly the TCPs and you are exposed to a large amount, you suffer damage from there. So the only thing I could say, put on a mask, the only thing you can take as a precaution.
Where can we do this POM1 test that you mentioned?
You can do that. There's just one laboratory in Holland who does that test, by ProHealth Medical. They do the, and of course, I do the test, of course, but a doctor has to do the test and then you get the answer. And the answer is yes, you can. It's all right. And sometimes you can't do anything with the TCPs. You have a big problem. You can't break them down. TCPs.
So you mean you cannot detoxify the TCPs? Your body cannot detoxify it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's genetic. Is there a particular percentage of people, from what studies have shown or research, is there a percentage of people that can't detoxify?
No, there are no studies from one. No, they don't.
No. Okay. Okay, what I'll do is I'll put the link to ProHealth, you said, the laboratory in Holland that does this test, so that if anybody wants to actually go ahead and check to see if they are good detoxifiers or not, they can actually go and do the test there. Or they can come to you, right?
Yeah, of course. I do also the test. Yeah.
The test, yeah. Okay. How do you see the future then, John?
Well, I think we are taking small steps forward. And we also take steps to provide evidence of how harmful the TCPs are. And Daniel Dumoulin's research could mean a change. Yeah, I said could be a change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we don't know the answer yet. And more and more people, including scientists, are convinced that the TCPs have a bad influence on our health. So we are taking small steps.
Is there any more important information that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, awareness. And know what to do when you are exposed and which steps should I take. And of course, preventive is the best.
So they should stop flying.
No, I never say anyone stop flying. Yeah. But it is very important that there is an awareness, the risk and what to do when there is a fume event. That is very important. And I would never say you have to stop now. No.
Have you had any fume events, or has this how has it changed your mindset towards aviation and towards flying? Has it had an impact on your personal life?
On my personal life, no. On my personal view, yeah, because there are a lot of fume events, and I see what happens when there is a fume event. And still now, there are a lot of people who denied it. And well, like I said, awareness is the most important thing at that moment, and what to do at that moment. That's very important.
Okay, so it was really nice speaking to you. One last question is how our listeners can contact you.
Well, of course, they can contact the Fly Aware Foundation, or maybe they have to go to my website, lifemedic.nl, and there they can also find information.
Okay, and what is lifemedic.nl?
That is my practice. And also there is a particular item goes about flying.
Okay, so you deal not only with flying, but also with other sports.
Everything at the practice. I see a very diverse sports, top sports, and also people who are very ill, people who have migraine, everything. They come into the practice.
Okay, so I'll put the link to lifemedic.nl. And it was really nice having you on the show, John. The information that you've shared with us is really important. But I feel that it also gives a very positive view to patients or to aerotoxic sufferers out there that there is help and there is a way out. They just have to get to the source. And yes, we have to try and make it more aware, which is the reason for this podcast as well, so that there's more awareness created on the topic of aerotoxic syndrome.
Sure. Yeah, I will also thank you, because you get also at the podcast that you have a lot of people spoken about aerotoxic syndrome, and that you also have positive look about it. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, so John, I wish you a lovely day with the sun outside at your pool.
And you also.
thank you. And I'll be back with you soon. Maybe we can come back at a later date if there's more information that you'd like to share with us, with our listeners. It would be great to have you back.
Of course, always. Yeah, thank you.
So you take care. Thank you, John.
Thank you also.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
My dear friends and listeners, unfortunately, we have come to the end of season one of My First Pillar Aviation. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I hope it gave you a bit more information on the topic of aerotoxic syndrome. With this, I would also like to thank all of my guest speakers that I had on the show. I'd like to thank Joan Hoyt, Charlie Bass, William Felderoff, Daniel Dumalin, Arpa Nani, Dr. Michelle Mulder, Mary Rose Nace, Bernadine Beaumont, Tim Van Bevere, Catherine Barry Schuller, and Dr. John Midivain. I hope to be back soon with my next pillars, self-help and writing, and of course a follow-up season 2 to my first pillar, aviation. Please follow my posts on my blog, griselda.blog, and sign up over there to receive a reminder to my new shows. You could also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and LinkedIn. Also keep a lookout for my new series, Art Is In, which will be released soon in the next few days. And I'm also going to be following up with some new books, also a release to Aviation Stories, Part 2. In the meantime, please do take care of yourselves and each other. Breathe clean and stay safe. As you know, I highly recommend that all of you should invest in a Cambridge mask, not only for yourselves, but also for your family. So go to www.cambridgemask.com and check out using the code Griselda to get a 10% discount on your mask. I will miss you guys because I had great fun on the show, but I promise to be back soon. Take care and see you soon. Thank you so much for joining me on the Three Pillars. Bye-bye.